我们请一同翻开圣经，约翰福音。
Please turn your Bible to the book of John.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第三十一节。
Chapter 8 of book of John, verse 31.
我们读第八章三十一节、三十二节。
We will read verses 31, 32 of the book of John, chapter 8.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed."
你们必晓得真理。真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
三十一节呢，我想照着原文呢，我们再来读一遍哈。
Now we will read verse 31 again.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说呢，你们若住在我的话里，就真是我的门徒。
Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed."
然后我们读三十七节。
We'll read verse 37.
我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，你们却想要杀我，因为你们心里容不下我的道。
I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you.
好，四十三节。
Verse 43.
你们为什么不明白我的话呢？无非是因你们不能听我的道。
Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word.
最后我们读五十一节。
Lastly, we will read verse 51.
我实实在在地告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death.
我们请再有点祷告。
Your head bowed again, we will have a word of prayer.
父，我们恭敬来到你的面前。
O Lord, we come before you reverently.
愿你借着已经说过的话，再次向我们说话。
May you speak to us through the word spoken by you already.
更求圣灵保惠师把这些话暂时翻译启示在我们里面。
We pray even more that the Holy Spirit will interpret all these words in us.
好，叫我们真是在这末时知道如何在你的话的余光中行。
So that in the very end time we will know how to walk in the light of your word.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen. 我们感谢主啊，在新的一年，主带领我们在新的地方聚会。
We thank the Lord that in this new year, the Lord has led us to this new place to meet.
虽然我们的聚会呢，并不是新的。
Although our gathering is new.
我们没有一个什么新的节目，没有什么新的大的计划。
We don't have new programs, neither do we have great plans.
但是呢，我们盼望我们在主的面前那个心呢是新的心啊。
But we hope that in the Lord's presence, our heart is new.
神的灵与我们同在，让我们这里有一个更崭新的啊，一个新鲜的见证。
Now His Spirit is with us, so that before Him we will have this brand new testimony of His.
我想弟兄姊妹在这里聚会啊，里面都有一个盼望。
Brothers and sisters, as we are gathered here, we all have this one hope.
就是在我们在这里所有的建造啊，在主面前是算得数的建造。
That all our building up in this church will be accountable before Him.
在这里的见证呢，是主啊所讨主喜悦的见证。
And the testimony that we bear here is pleasing Him.
我们在这里所有点的服事啊，在那一天呢，都能够经过火的试炼。
And on that very day, that all our services will be tested through fire.
我们在这里见证啊，不但是见证我们的主啊。
So our testimony here is not only to bear witness of our Lord.
我们借着我们服事来见证我们的主。
We testify of our Lord through our service.
我们更是正借着我们的生活来见证我们的主。
But even more, we should testify of our Lord through our life.
如果没有主的生命在我们里面呢，我们没有办法来服事。
If the Lord's life is not in us, we will not be able to minister to people.
如果没有一个合神心意的生活呢，我们也没有办法来服侍主。
And if we do not have the life that's pleasing to Him, that we're not able to serve Him.
所以，什么是我们 见证服事的根基呢？
So what is the foundation of our testimony and of our service?
什么是我们生活的准则呢？
And what is the standard of our life?
唯有借着主的话。
Only through the Lord's word.
如果我们今天在这里，若不是神的话引领我们的话，
Today, if our Lord's word does not lead us,
我们在生活上没有办法见证我们的主。
Then there is no way for us to bear witness of him in our life.
如果我们不是建在主的话语的根基上的话，
If we're not built upon the foundation of his word,
我们在这里没有服事，
Then we have no service, period.
我们在这里没有建造，
We have no edification here.
所以呢，巴不得主带领我们在这里一同往前去的时候，
So if only that as he leads us forward,
我们里面呢，越过呢，越宝贝主的话。
That the more and more we would cherish His word.
更多明白主的话。
And more we would understand His word.
好叫我们真知道呢，主在这里，在这个时代里头啊，他所要得的见证是什么。
So that we really know what kind of testimony that our Lord wants in this age.
主把他的话呢，宝贝的话赐给我们呢。
Lord has given His precious word to us.
不但是要我们常常听。
Not only for us to listen.
常常读。
To read.
更是能够明白主的话。
But he wants us to understand it.
圣经还告诉我们呢，我们要住在主的话里。
So the Bible tells us that we need to abide in his word.
如果我们要在这里有一个合神心意的建造的话，
If we want to have a testimony which is pleasing to him,
我们呢，先要学习啊，能够常常能够住在主的话里头。
So we have to learn first to abide in his word.
所以在这里说呢，主对信他的犹太人说啊，
So here the Bible says, the Lord spoke to the Jews who believed in him.
他说，你们若住在我的话里呢，你们就真是我的门徒。
If you abide in my word, you indeed are my disciples.
这里的真呢，还不是是真假的真哈。
This indeed does not speak of the truth or false.
但固然他是说到是个做真真实实来做主的门徒呢，需要住在主的话里。
Here the Bible tells us, for you to become Christ's true disciple, you have to abide in him.
他更是说到啊，我们如果要在主面前呢，要实实在在的生活。
This even tells us more of the solid true life before God.
有扎扎实实的那个建造。
This is a solid building up of your life.
我们呢，必须学着来住在主的话里头。
To have this, we have to learn to abide in his word.
但是什么叫做住在主的话里？
Now, what does it mean to abide in his word?
你知道在圣经里面，让我们他从两个方面来说到我们跟主话语之间的关系。
The Bible shares with us two aspects in which that tell us of our relationship with him.
一面呢，他说我们要让主的话呢住在我们里面。
On the one hand, we would allow God's word to abide in us.
一面呢，他说到我们要住在主的话里面。
On the other hand, we have to abide in his word.
我想这是都是说到我们跟主之间的话语之间的关系。
All these speak to of the relationship between us and God's
word. 它可以是说一件事的两面啊，来我们来怎么样进到神的话语的当中。
Or it's two sides of one coin tells us how to get into God's word.
所以呢，在圣经上很多很多时候说到这个话是两方面来说的。
So as the Bible speaks of this matter, it speaks of this theme from two perspectives.
我想说到主的话呢，要先住在我们里面呢。
Here, God's word first has to abide in us.
然后我们学的呢，然后再来住在主的话里。
And then we learn to abide in His word.
圣经呢说到，我们要神的话要住在我们里面，有很多方面的圣经啊。
The Bible has many teachings on how God's word, abiding in us.
神的话呢住在我们里面呢，我们比较容易明白。
We can easily understand how God's word abides in us.
主呢，他的门徒说啊，说你们若住在我里面呢，我的话呢就住在你们里面。
Jesus says that if you abide in me and my word abides in you.
凡你们所愿意的呢，祈求就给你们成就。
Whatever you desire, ask, it will be done for you.
所以主告诉我们说，如果我们要祷告，要想要蒙神的垂听的话。
So the Lord tells us that if we pray and we want to be heard by him,
必须呢有主的话住在我们里面。
Then we have to have God's word in us.
当主的话住在我们里面的时候，
When God's word abides in us,
我们就知道神的心意是什么。
Then we know what God's heart is.
我们呢知道主要的是什么。
We know what the Lord wants.
我们里面所愿意的呢，其实就是主所愿意。
So whatever we desire in us is actually what the Lord desires.
主要做的呢，就是我们现在要做的。
And what the Lord wants to work is also the work that we want to do.
所以当我们这样子来祷告的时候啊，
When we pray in this this way.
主呢, 凡你们所愿意的, 祈求就给你们成就。
The Lord says, whatever you desire, pray, ask, and it will be done for you.
多少时候我们祷告, 不能够蒙属主的,
so many times our prayers are not heard by the Lord.
因为呢,
it's because we lack of God's word.
我们呢, 要不是妄求, 我们在主的旨意之外求,
a lot of times we pray it besides God's will.
那么圣经还是在诗篇119篇的时候 他还这么说,
in Psalm 119
他说呢, 我将你的话呢, 藏在我的心里, 免得我得罪你。
The Bible says, I hide your word in my heart, lest I sin against you.
我们在地上, 我们今天来服侍我们的主。
In this world, as we learn to serve Him,
我们要照着山上的样式来服侍他的我们的主。
And we want to serve our Lord according to the pattern shown us on the mountain.
我们在地上生活呢, 要照着主的心意在地上生活。
And as we walk in this world, we also want to live according to His plan.
如果呢, 我们是照着我们肉体来服侍的话,
if we serve Him according to our flesh,
照着世上的样式来服侍的话,
if we serve Him according to the patterns of this world,
我们不是服侍主,
we are not serving the Lord.
我们是得罪主。
We are actually sinning against Him.
所以他说呢, 如果要我们在地上服侍啊, 见证啊, 不得罪主的话,
so the Lord says, for our service, for our testimony, not sinning against Him,
必须呢, 先把主的话呢, 藏在我们里面。
We first have to have His word abiding in our
他那个有些翻译, 他说是, 珍藏在我们的心里头。
Some version would say, to treasure God's word in us,
宝贝主的话,
you really treasure treasure your God's word.
把神的话呢,
you hide God's word deeply in your heart.
那么在哥罗西书呢, 第3章16节, 他还这么说,
Colossians 3:16 we also read.
他说呢, 我们要当用各样的智慧呢, 把基督的道理呢, 丰丰富富的, 存在心里。
That the word of Christ richly dwell in you in all wisdom.
他那里的所谓的道理啊, 不是今天的一些教条知识啊, 他就是主的话。
This is not the teaching or the knowledge of this world. That is the word of Christ.
我们要把那个基督的话呢,
so that the word of Christ dwell in us richly.
哦, 主的话呢,
because the Lord's word is so abundant.
啊, 他所那个包括的范围是极其的广大。
Its boundary is extremely broad.
我们呢, 需要把各样的知识啊, 凡是属于神心意里头，就是我们都要知道，都要知道珍藏。
So every knowledge of God we have to know, and we have to relish it, treasure in your heart.
而且需要用各样的知识把这些话藏在里头。
And we have to use all kinds of aspects of knowledge to treasure God's word in us.
我想的，这个我们能够经历。
This is something we could experience.
我们能够明白。
We can understand.
我们也能够学，能够进入。
And we can learn to enter into it.
让主的话呢？ 常常住在我们里面,
so that the Lord's word abides in us.
我想圣经上还有很多其他类似的经节啊, 说到如何把主的话呢, 摆在我们里面。
Now in the Bible, we also see other familiar verses that would teach us how to have God's word in us.
那不但是圣经说要我们把主的话呢, 藏在我们里面,
not only the Bible tells us that we should treasure God's word in us,
住在我们里面,
that His word would abide in us,
更要说到说我们要 进而进一步的住在主的话里头。
But we have to take one step further, which is to abide in His word.
住在主的话里头呢, 真正的经文并不多。
We don't have too many verses in the Bible about abiding in God's word.
我们呢, 也常常在经历当中也不是很能够明白。
And often in our experiences, we don't quite understand this either.
我想呢, 从我们个人的经历啊, 从是话语的上面的, 经历上我们来可以呢, 看见这两个地方有一些明显的不同。
But from our experiences in God's word, we could see very clear and different difference between these aspects.
当主的话呢, 来住在我们心里的时候,
when God's word comes in to dwell in us,
我们是主人,
we are the host.
我们负责接待主的话。
And we are in charge of receiving His word.
我们呢, 里面要, 我们要把自己预备好。
So we have to prepare ourselves for this.
我们常常在主面前祷告, 洁净自己。
Therefore, we often pray before Him, we cleanse ourselves.
好叫主话语进来的时候呢, 我能够明白。
So when God's word enters into our hearts, we would understand it.
我能够进入, 我能够经历。
I can actually enter His word, I can actually experience His word.
我想这是都说到我们对主话语那主观上面的经历。
Now all these speak of the fact that of our subjective experience of God's word.
这是非常重要的。
This is extremely vital.
我们实在是要在生命当中常常来经历明白进入主的话语。
Because in our life we have to understand experience and enter into His word.
但是我们这个人非常有限。
But we are so limited.
那么我们当我们来接受主的话的时候呢，常常会受到我们这个人呢，这个人的限制。
Now when we come to receive God's word, we're often limited by our very own beings.
所以发觉我们在一同查经的时候。
As we come together to study the Bible.
我们喜欢交通一些我们经历过的话。
We often like to share on all the words that we have already experienced.
我们能够经历，能够明白，能够进入的话。
And all those words that we can actually understand, we can actually enter into.
我们呢不太喜欢交通一些我们不明白、没有经历过的话。
But we don't like to share much on the things we don't understand or we have never experienced.
我想这是很正常的哈。我们在主的话语上呢，确实在主观上需要有经历。
Now this is quite normal because as we study His word subjectively, we have to experience it.
但是呢，主的话太大了。
But the Lord's word is so vast.
有很多的经历的那个教导啊，不但是说我们现在不能还不到时候经历，在生命的过程当中的时候，也一时还经历不来的。
But there are so many teachings right at this moment of our life, we cannot experience it. We simply cannot comprehend it.
所以他说呢，我们还要呢学着住在主的话里头。
So the Bible teaches us that we need to abide in His word.
在这个时候呢，谁是主人呢？
Then at this point, who is the host?
主的话是主人。
The Lord's word is the host.
我们是客人。
And we now become the guests.
我们来在主的话以主的话语呢为我们的居所。
We now take His word as our dwelling place.
主的话呢在那里掌权。
His word reigns there.
他说了算。
Whatever He says, it counts.
你明白也好。
Whether you understand it.
你不明白也好。
Or you don't.
你经历也好。
Whether you experience.
你不经历也好。
Or you don't.
学的来住在里头。
You have
学的来在进入主的话里头。
Learn to abide in His word. You have to learn to enter into His word.
我想呢，如果我们再往这下面读的话呢，你就会呢更多认识一点。
Now, if we continue to read furthermore in this chapter, you will have a better understanding of this.
他说：“你们若常常遵守我的道呢？”就是常常住在我的，你若你们若住在我的话里呢，就真是我的门徒，你们就必晓得真理。
If you abide in my word and you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth.
我不知道弟兄姊妹在读这句话的时候，你有没有懂有个问题
？I don't know, brothers and sisters, as you read this verse, do you have this question?
他说我们要住在主的话里头呢，我们才能够明白真理。
That the Bible says.You have to abide in the Lord's word, then you're able to know the truth.
那是不是说主的话是一回事？主的话跟主的这个真理是不同样两件事呢？
Does this tell us that God's word and His truth are two totally different things?
在主耶稣基督那个大祭司的祷告里头啊。
In Lord Jesus' a priestly prayer.
主那求父。
The Lord, our Lord, prayed to the Father.
他说：“求你呢，用真理呢，使他们成圣。”
He says that may you sanctify them by your truth.
你的话就是真理。
And your word is the truth.
哎呀，所以说到那里说到呢，主的话呢，就是真理。
There the Lord's word is the truth.
真理呢，真理跟话呢是同一件事。
So the truth and the word are actually one thing.
那为什么这边又说你要住在主的话里呢，你才能够晓得真理呢？
Then why is it here the Lord is saying that you have to abide in His word first, and then you will know the truth?
你发觉呢，有的时候啊，你不明白主的话之前呢，不晓得真理之前呢，你还是可以住在主的话里。
And this tells us that sometimes before you know the truth, before you know God's word, you still can abide in His word.
就算是我们不明白主的话
，Even though we do not understand His word，
就算是我现目前呢，我还不能够经历到
，Even though at this point I cannot experience His word，
但是我信的这是主的话
，But I believe this is the Lord's word，
他说了算数
Whatever he says, it counts.
我就凭着信的相信。
So by faith, I believe in him.
凭着信的来进入。
By faith, I enter into his word.
你知道，在我们在信主的路上呢，有的时候呢，是我们明白之后呢，我们才相信。
In our spiritual journey, sometimes we believe after we understand it.
但是有很多时候呢，我们是相信之后才明白。
But there are other places that we believe first and then we come to know it.
如果我们要什么事情呢，都属灵的事情明白之后我们才相信的话。
If it has to be that everything you have to understand it first and then you believe it.
因为我们这个人是这么样的有限的。
Because human beings are so limited,
大概你有很多事情你没办法相信，你没办法进入。
Then there will be so many things that you won't be able to believe it, therefore you won't be able to enter it.
但是属灵的事很奇怪。
But spiritual things are amazing.
很多时候呢，是要我们先相信之后呢，主带领我们进入明白。
In so many incidents that we have to believe first, and then the Lord will give us the understanding.
所以呢，在我们还没不完全明白的真理之前呢
，So before we totally understand the truth,
我们凭着信
，By faith,
我们住在主的话里
，We abide in His word.
主说了算
，And the Lord says it.
没有一句主的话呢是白白说的。
Now none of the Lord's word is wasted away.
没有一样事呢。是不重要的。
Now the things of the Lord is not important.
也许我们现在呢还不能够经历。
Maybe at this point we are not able to experience it.
有时候是因为时候还没有到。
This is simply because your time has not yet arrived.
比如是这说到国度的事情。
For example, as we talk about the kingdom.
所有关于国度的真理啊，都是等到国度来之后我们开始经历的。
All the truth about the kingdom can only be experienced when the kingdom has arrived.
时候还没有到的时候啊，国度还没来之前呢，我们确实还不能够经历。
Before the time of the kingdom comes, we certainly cannot experience it.
但是呢，并不因为这样子，我们就不是的来认识关于国度的真理。
But this does not prevent us from knowing the truth of the kingdom.
其实有时候啊，我们呢。不能够经历啊，还不是因为时候没有到。
But actually, a lot of times the reason that we cannot experience the Lord's word is not because the time isn't yet.
因为我们这个人还没有预备好。
It's simply because we as people, as persons, are not being prepared.
其实我们如果真的明白国度的话
，If we really understand the kingdom,
国度呢不是指的千年国度在将来的事情。
This kingdom does not refer to the millennium in the age to come.
国度呢？实在来说，从今天在我们中间就开始。
Actually, kingdom starts today in our midst.
我这些年呢，越在思想关于国度背体的事情。
Now all these years, the more I ponder over the things about the rapture and about kingdom.
我就越呢宝贝啊，越来注重啊关于背体关于国度的事。
The more I relish and I treasure the things about the teachings of rapture and kingdom.
国度呢？它是个奖赏。
Now, kingdom is a matter of a reward.
永生呢，它是恩典。
Eternity is grace.
国度呢，是为了得胜者预备的。
Kingdom is prepared for all the overcomers.
所以，当我们今天在地上生活的时候
，So today, as we live in this world,
我们就活在得胜者的行列里。
We should be living in the procession of the overcomers.
在生活当中，我们见证主。
So in our lives, we testify of Him. We serve Him.
到那天的时候呢，我们在国度里头一同与他掌权。
So that on that day in the kingdom, we will reign together with Him.
所以你发觉呢，有的时候啊，一些神的话呢，我们不能够还经历的，是因为我们的光景还不够。
So you see, sometimes you cannot experience God's word is simply because your spiritual condition is not quite up to that point yet.
但是呢，当我们凭着信心来接受
，But by faith, if we do accept it,
凭着信心呢，来住在主的话里头。
If by faith we simply abide in His word,
他说呢，你们就必晓得真理。
And the Lord Jesus says, "You shall know the truth."
当我们呢，凭着信心住在主的话里的时候
，When by faith we abide in His word.
神呢就把他的真理啊，他的话呢，更多向我们开启。
God will reveal more of His word, more of His truth to us.
我想我们今天在这边一同服侍主啊。
Now today, as we come together to serve the Lord,
神的话语呢，实在是我们不可少的根基。
His word is the indispensable foundation of our service.
我们呢，不单是对于那些我们能够明白、能够经历的话呢，我们多着重。
Not only should we emphasize all those words that we understand and we can actually experience.
我们好好的来读。
And we should study them thoroughly.
那些呢，我们一时还不能进入的。
But also all those words.At this moment, we do not seem to be able to enter into it.
一时还不能经历的。
And it seems that right now we cannot experience it.
我们也好好读。
We still have to study them carefully.
凭着信，我们住在他的那个话语里头。
So by faith, we abide in His word.
啊，主啊，就把他那个极广大的丰富呢，更多的启示给我们。
Then the Lord will show us all the abundant fullness of His.
当我们这样子的晓得进入真理的时候
Now, if in this way we come to know and actually enter into the truth,
他说真理呢叫我们得以自由
And the Bible says the truth shall make you free.
我们今天在这里建造
Today, as we are building up the church here,
实在呢是由山上的样式
We are doing it according to the pattern shown us on the mountain.
有神呢所在借着圣经里面所立的所指示的道路啊。
And we do this according to the path which is being revealed in the Bible.
神把那个在地上建造的那个方式啊，建造的那个路呢，清清楚楚的指示给我们。
The Lord has shown us clearly the way and the method to build up the church here.
我们呢是按着圣经所指示的这许多原则，我们在地上建造来见证。
And we are holding our testimony. We're building up the church according to all the patterns and truths which are shown to us in the Bible.
所以在地上建造呢，实在是有原则的。
So we do have the principles to build up the church on earth.
所以实在有一些坚持的。
There are something we have to hold fast to.
实在是有些事可以做，有些事不能做的。
There are things we could do, others we simply can't.
这是因为我们有主的话。
All because we have the Lord's word.
但是呢
，But，
神的话呢，在另一方面呢，它可以成为我们的捆绑。
The Lord's word, on the other hand, can actually become our bondage.
如果我们呢，只是守在那个字句里头
，That is when we are holding up to the word, literal word only.
保罗说，圣经上的话说，字句呢是叫人死的。
Paul says in the Bible that the letter kills.
唯有灵呢是叫人活的。
The Spirit gives life.
如果我们呢，只是守在一些死的律法里头的时候啊
，If we only hold on to those death laws，
我们呢，还不是这照着神的心意来建造。
Then we are not building up the church according to His plan。
那么我们如何能够这样子有个分辨呢
？Then how can we differentiate these two？
我们如何知道今天我们所坚持的呢？是神的心意，而不是字句呢
？How do we know today that we hold fast to？Is simply God's will, and it's not holding on to words.
首先呢，我们要能够晓得真理。
Now, first, we have to know the truth.
要明白真理。
We have to understand it.
那真理能够叫我们自由。
Because the truth shall set us free.
真理呢，叫我们在这里有个自由的敬拜。
Because truth will enable us this free spiritual worship.
自由的服事。
To serve Him freely.
我想在教会历史历代里头。
Throughout the history in the church.
我想每一个世代呢，都有一些坚持哈、啊，有一些这个规条。
In every generation, there are certain rules or certain things that people really hold on tight to.
但是因为不明白神的话的缘故。
But because they do not understand God's word.
曲解了神的话的缘故。
They distort God's word.
那些所谓的一些原则规条呢，成为人的捆绑。
So so-called rules and principles have actually becomebecome bondage to man.
那我们今天在这里服侍的时候呢，不是在字句里头来服侍。
Today, as we serve the Lord, we should not serve Him in letters.
不是因为我们呢这么样的注重神的话呢，神的话呢就在我们中间是死的规条。
It shouldn't be that since we cherish His word so much that His word actually becomes dead rules.
我们是在灵和真实里面来服侍。
But instead, we shall serve Him in truth and in spirit.
那这都是这些根基呢，都认识我在我们真实的认识晓得神的话。
All this based upon the fact that we know His word in truth.
当我们明白读了神的话，明白了神的话。
After we read His word and we come to know it.
我们呢，让主的话呢住在我们里面。
And we allow God's word to abide in us.
然后我们呢也来住在神的话里头。
And also we abide in His word.
我们在地上呢就有一个合神心意的建造。
Then we would have this building of the church which is pleasing to His eyes.
能够合神心意的服事。
Acceptable to His heart.
那发觉呢，神的话呢在我们的地上建造是何等样的重要。
So you see how important it is to have God's word as we are servicing Him.
巴不得我们能在这里呢学习呢，来让主的话呢先住在我们里头。
If only we could all learn to have His word abide in us first.
明白，能够经历。
So that we can understand it, we can experience it.
同时呢，我们要住在主的话里头。
And at the same time, we have to abide in His word.
凡他所说的一切。我们凭着信心来接受，来相信。
Whatever the Lord says by faith, we believe it and we accept it.
那么今天呢，人为什么不能够住在主的话里？
Now today, why is it man cannot abide in God's word?
是哪些事情呢，使得我们呢，不能够让主的话住在我们里头？
What are the things that would hinder us? From abiding in His word.
我们呢也不能住在主的话里头。
And we cannot abide in His word either.
在第八章啊，约翰福音第八章底下呢，主跟那些犹太人呢有一段对话。
Now in the latter part of chapter 8 of book of John, the Lord had some dialogue with the Jews.
在这段对话里头呢，他指出了那些犹太人的那个问题。
In this dialogue, our Lord pointed out all the problems that the Jews had.
也呢，也说到我们今天呢，对于主的话的那些一些错误的认识。
It also shows us all our misunderstanding of His word.
如果我们要能够进入主的话里当中
，For us to enter into God's the Lord's word.
他在底下说那个三点呢，我们一同来思想。
The Lord pointed out three things. Shall we consider them all?
首先呢，他说了第三十七节，他说。我知道你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙呢，你们却想要杀我。
Verse 37, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me.
因为呢，你们心里容不下我的道。
Because my word has no place in you.
犹太人他为什么想要杀主呢
？Why is the Jews wanted to kill Jesus?
为什么他们不接受主呢
？Why is it they not receive the Lord?
因为呢，他们心里呢容不下主的话。
Because The Lord's word has no place in them.
什么叫做容不下呢
？What is they could not accept the Lord?
就是呢，都没有空间了。
Because in them there was no place.
没有地方。
No room.
主的话进来的时候呢，找不到落脚之处了。
In them that when the Lord's word, even though it wants to come into them, it has no lodging place.
就好像你在那个。假期的时候啊，如果你要出门的话
，It's just like during vacation that you're out.
你在路上呢，突然要找个旅馆，你要住宿。
And you're trying to find a motel.
你没有是因为没有先 reserve， 你就临时找个地方。
And without any reservation, so you're trying very hard to find a place to lodge.
那好不容易找到一个旅馆呢，你到前面了。
Finally, you come to a motel.
你最怕看到些什么？是两个字，什么字啊
？What's the two words that you dread most seeing at this point?
No vacancy.
It's no vacancy.
就是那个客满了。
That means there's no more room available.
你想住呢？对不起，没有地方给你住了。
So even though you want to rent a room, but excuse me, that simply is not the case.
容不下主的道呢，就是你的我们这里面呢 ，no vacancy.
So it tells us that my word has no place in you. That's in us. There's no vacancy, no place for the Lord's word.
我里面满，那因为太满了，没有那个地方，那个主的话能够落脚了。
Because our hearts are so full of all other things that the Lord's word has no lodging place.
因为呢，他们里面呢没有那个地方让主的话落脚啊。
Because all the Jews in them had no place in their hearts.
犹太人竟然到了个地步啊，到了个地步，竟然想要杀他们一直所盼望的那个弥赛亚。
And they were in such a state that they were even trying to kill the Lord, the Messiah.
今天人听福音呢，为什么不能够相信
？Now today, why is the people as they listen to the gospel and they do not believe it?
很大的是一个原因呢，我们里面太满了。
One of the reasons is that We are too full inside us.
啊，你把福音传给他的时候，碰了个墙壁似的。
As you're sharing the gospel, it's like you were simply hit the wall.
啊，你怎么跟他说呢？都那个他都听不进去。
No matter what you say, they just cannot receive it.
你在讲的东西，他在想西。
Maybe you're talking about one thing, they're simply thinking of some other thing.
他因为他里面呢没有地方能够那个听主的话。
Because in their hearts there is no room for God's word.
基督徒有没有可能呢？
Does this happen to Christians also?
基督徒有没有可能容不下主的话呢？
Is it possible that there is no place among Christians' heart to receive God's word?
我们有没有那个经历也是有的时候我们真的是读不下主的话。
Don't we all also have the experience that sometimes we simply cannot study God's word?
哎呀，那个时候呢，主的话这么宝贝的话，我们也知道它宝贝，但是呢。就是听不进去，就是、读不下来。
The Lord's word is so precious, which we know, but we simply cannot read it and cannot take it in.
为什么我们里头了没有地方给主的话
？Why is it in our hearts we do not have place for the Lord's word？
第一个主要的原因呢是我们的罪。
Now the first foremost reason is our sin.
当人在罪里的时候呢，他听不下主的话。
When we are in sin, we cannot listen to the Lord's word.
当人来听福音的时候
，When people come to listen to the gospel，
没有人跟他，没有跟他讲任何事情。
Before we tell them anything，
但是因为他有一件事情，有个罪还没有对付的缘故。
And before he's able to cope with the sin，
他还活在那个罪中的缘故。
Because he still lives in sin，
他不愿意接受，不愿意听那个神的福音。
He does not want to listen to God's gospel。
他说呢，人呢并不来那作恶的哈，就不必不来救光了，恐怕呢他的行为呢受责备。
Now the Bible tells us that people who practice evil do not want to come near the light because they're afraid to be exposed by the light.
其实基督徒也是一样。
This applies to Christians too.
当我们有罪没有对付的时候
，If there is sin which you haven't dealt with。
你读不下主的话
you won't be able to study God's word.
你不敢来读主的话
You wouldn't dare to read his word.
大卫说，他说，当我闭口不认罪的时候
David said that when I close my mouth, I refuse to confess my sins.
我这个整日哀哼啊
So I groan all day long.
哎呀，这是里面呢，这是那个里面的起伏翻腾啊，没有安息。
And the turbulence within my heart is so great that I simply do not have any rest.
当我们有罪没有对付的时候
，When we have sin which has not been dealt with yet，
我们里面呢没有空间给主的话。
Then we do not have the place for the Lord.
那么人还有什么原因没有那个容不下主的话？
What are other reasons that make us not being able to receive His word?
当我们被这个世界所充满的时候
，Another thing is that when the world it fills us.
当我们被世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑所充满的时候
，When we're filled with all the cares, all the deception of the riches of this world.
我们里面呢也没有地方给主的话。
Then there's no room in us to receive His word.
人呢，今天那个不愿意听福音，不愿意来神的面前呢，一个很大的一个借口。
Today, when people refuse to come to before the Lord, one of the greatest excuses they have is
就是我太忙了。
That we're too busy.
我忙的连休息的时间都没有。
I don't even have time to rest.
我怎么可能来教会呢
？How do I have time to come to the church?
我怎么可能来听你们的福音呢
？How can I possibly come to listen to your gospel?
神的儿女为什么不能够来到主的面前呢
？Why is God's children cannot come before?
神的话语是这么样的宝贝。
Because God's word is so precious.
为什么我们那个坐在主的话语面前的时候，好像主的话语碰到墙似的呢
？Why is when we come before the Lord's word, it seems that we're hitting against the wall?
因为我们也太忙了。
Because we are also too busy.
忙到个地步呢？虽然知道主的话宝贝，但是我们没有空间了，没有地方给主的话。
We're busy to such an extent that even though we know God's word is so precious, we do not have room in us for His word.
我们呢有许许多多的思虑。
We have so many cares.
有许许多多的愁烦呢。
We have so many worries.
那我们呢里头没有空间给主的话。
So that in us there is simply no room for the Lord's word.
哇，这是比较负面的哈。
All these are the negative aspects of this.
当人对主没有心的时候呢，他里头真的是没有空间给主的话。
We know that when we do not have the heart for the Lord, we simply do not have the room within us for His word.
当人有心为有心起来服侍主的时候，我们是不是就有空间给主的话呢
？But if we do have the heart to serve the Lord, do we have the room in us to for His word?
你会发觉呢，如果我们服侍的太多的话呢，我们也没有空间给主的话。
We find that if we serve Him too much, we still do not have room in us for His word.
我们忙是神的事。
We busy ourselves in God's work.
忙的服侍人，忙的聚会。
We're so busy in ministering to others to come to meetings.
但是呢，我们可以忙到一个地步呢，我们没有办法坐下来读主的话。
And to such an extent that we're too busy to actually sit down to study God's word.
我从前在一个公司里头啊，有一个白人的同事。
I used to have a white colleague at my previous job.
我有一次呢，有机会跟他聊天呢。
One time I had this chance to talk with him.
我发觉他是个基督徒。
And I realized that he was a Christian.
所以说，哎，你是基督徒的话，欢迎来我们查经班一同来查经啊。
So I told him, well, you're a Christian. You're welcome to our Bible study group.
我们呢，那个可以不用中文查经，我们可以英文查经啊。
We could study the Bible in English instead of in Chinese.
再三邀请呢，他终于来了。
I invited him over and over, and finally he came.
他来的时候跟我们交通一些事。
And he came and he shared certain things with us.
他说呢，我从前是一个服侍主的人。
And he told us that I used to serve the Lord.
我从神学院毕业以后呢，就在教会里头服侍。
I used to serve the Lord in a church after I graduated from a seminary.
但是呢，我们太忙了。
But I was so busy.
忙到个地步，我 burn out 了。我就是精疲力竭了。
I burned out. I'm simply out of every bit of my energy.
因为我已经精疲力竭了，所以我不能再服侍了。
Since I'm so dried out, I simply could not serve him anymore.
他不但那个是真的是他不服没有服侍主啊。
So that at that time, not only did he not serve the Lord.
他到了个地步，他聚会都不聚会了。
But to a point that he simply stopped meetings.
他到个地步呢，我们来请教他来读主的话呢，他只来一次他就不来了。
To such a point that when we invited him over to study God's word, he came once and that's it.
一面说呢，我们要竭力的做主的工啊。
So on the one hand, we have to abound in the Lord's work.
但是呢，到什么样的限度呢
？But to what extent?
当我们发觉呢，我们服侍到个地步，我们坐不下来读主的话的时候
，If one day we realize that we serve Him so much that we cannot sit down to study His word,
这是一个非常大的警号啊。
This should be a wake-up call, a warning.
可能我们的服侍要慢一点，要少一点。
Maybe we should cut down our services.
我们呢需要在主的话我们面前好好来思想主的话。
We need to come before His word to meditate on His word.
还有一些神的儿女们呢，他们也读不下主的话。
There are also other God's children who cannot study God's word.
他们呢太注重外面的感觉了。
Because they emphasize so much about our feeling.
他们追求呢很多外面很。特别的一些经历
，They pursue all those outward experiences，
还很享受在聚会里头啊，亢奋啊，那种兴奋。
They enjoy so much of themselves, all the excitement in meetings。
当人呢一习惯那样子的就聚会以后啊
，When they are accustomed to this kind of meetings，
发觉呢他很难慢慢的坐下来读主的话。
Then we find that it's very hard for them to actually sit down to study God's word.
所以呢，他那些外面的经历呢，反而使得他呢，里面呢没有空处可以主的话。
All their outward experiences hindered them from coming before the Lord to open up the space in their heart.
对主的感觉呢，我们是需要的。
So we have to have this feeling toward the Lord.
爱里面是有感觉的。
Because love has feelings.
但是我们不是活在感觉里。
But we should never live in feelings alone.
特别是呢，感觉到一个地步呢，我们只要那个感觉呢，我们不要主的话。
Especially we should not live in such a way that we only want the feelings instead of God's word.
你就发觉呢，有许许多多难处就出来了。
And you will see all the problems will come up.
神的话为什么不能住在人心里头？
Why is it God's word cannot abide in man's heart?
第二个原因呢，是人不能够听主的话。
The second reason for this is because man cannot listen to him.
他说你四十三节，他说你们为什么不明白我的话呢？
Verse 43, why do you not understand my speech?
无非呢，是因为你们不能听我的道。
Because you're not able to listen to my word.
有的时候呢，我们呢，也真是里头有点空间给主的话。
If we do have room for God's word.
但是呢，主的话进来了，但是你又老是不明白。
But even though the Lord's word comes into us, we still do not understand it.
因为我们没有一个能听的耳朵。
This is because we do not have hearing ears.
主的话来了。
The Lord's word comes.
我们呢听不懂。
But we do not understand it.
要能够明白主的话。
For us to be able to understand His word.
我们学习能够怎么样听主的话。
We have to learn how to listen to His word.
除非我们一个正确的态度听啊。
Unless we have this accurate attitude to listen to His word,
我们不能明白主的话。
We would never be able to understand His word.
我们不要是让主的话住在我们里面。
Let alone allowing His word to dwell in us.
我们要住在主的话里头。
And we also have to abide in His word.
人为什么不能够听主的话？
Why is it we cannot listen to the word of the Lord?
首先呢，是因为我们里面有成见。
First, because we have this preconceived prejudice.
我们有一些先入为主的观念呢，使得我们呢听主的话的时候常常是偏差的。
Now, because of all this preconceived prejudice, we listen to God's word amiss.
当犹太人他听见主的话的时候，
When the Jews listened to the Lord, Jesus' word,
说他的教训实在是好。
They said, "Oh, his teaching was marvelous."
哎，没有人说话像他这样子的。
Nobody had ever spoken like him.
但是接下去呢，他们就问一个问题了。
And then they asked a question.
啊，这不是个木匠的儿子吗？
Isn't this a son of the carpenter?
他的母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？
Isn't his mother called Mary?
他的弟兄不是叫雅各、耶西、那个什么西门、犹大吗？
Isn't his brothers Simon, Joseph, Judas?
这个人我们从小看他长大的。
We saw him grow up.
在这个人身上怎么可能有这些事呢？
How could it happen in him?
他们先入为主的观念，虽然他们听见主的话，可是呢，他们听不懂明白，听不懂。
Although they listen to the Lord's word, but because of this preconceived prejudice, they do not understand it.
今天中国人来听主耶稣的话。
Now today, Chinese come to listen to the Lord's word.
耶稣呢是个犹太人。
And Jesus was a Jew.
犹太人还能出什么好的呢？
Can anything good come out of the Jews?
中国人这些人可以听的话太多了。
There's so many words that Chinese could listen to.
其实拿单叶就是这样子啊。
This is what happened to Nathaniel.
当那个腓力来跟拿单叶说。
When Philip came to say to Nathaniel.
他说呢，摩西的书上所记的那个人。
The one that recorded in the Moses.
先知里面所记的那一位。
The very one recorded in the prophets.
我们找到了。
We found him.
就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
This is Jesus of Nazareth.
拿单叶第一个反应呢。
The first reaction of Nathaniel was,
拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
Anything good come out of Nazareth?
哎呀，这个穷乡僻壤啊。
This is such a poor, desolate place.
小地方人士。
Such a small city.
哪像我们这是耶路撒冷大城里的人。
It's not like Jerusalem. We come from the big city.
怎么这能够出什么呢？
How could anything good come out of this small city?
当尼哥底母要起来为耶稣有一些辩论的时候。
Now when Nicodemus stood up trying to protect Jesus.
他跟那些要杀主耶稣的那些祭司长跟文士跟法利赛人这么说。
He contended with all those priests, Pharisees, Sadducees, and he told them.
他说呢，这个人我们还没有听他的口供。
Well, we haven't heard anything from him.
我们还不知道他犯了什么样的罪。
We haven't known the things that he committed.
难道我们律法还定他的罪吗？
Should we simply condemn him according to our law?
他们立刻一个反应啊。
One by one, they reacted.
他说呢，难道你也是出于加利利的吗？
Are you also from Galilee?
你去查查看才知道啊，加利利没有出过先知啊。
Seek and search, you know, no prophets have ever come out of Galilee.
所以发觉呢，犹太人他们不能够听主的话。
So you see, the Jews could not understand the Lord's
word. 犹太里面太多的成见在里头。
Because they have so many prejudices in them.
人不能听主的话呢，
The reason men cannot listen to the Lord's word
还因为呢, 人里面有私心,
is also sometimes we have a personal agenda.
保罗他说啊,
Paul says that I'm not like others, peddle God's word.
今天人为什么听不懂主的话呢?
Why is today's people could not understand God's word?
因为他听见一些话之后呢,
because when they listen to the Lord's word, the word is in contrast with their personal interests.
人呢,
people simply take things out of the context.
用那个诗意的曲解神的话,
they interpret God's word according to their own personal interests.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们里面有人有里面有私心。
Because we all have this personal agenda in
里面,
us.
我们里面不单纯。
We're not pure in us.
我们呢, 只愿意读一些那些对我们有利的话。
We only want to study words that would profit us.
我们也只愿意说一些对我们有利的话。
We only want to speak the words that would profit us.
如果任何的话, 会伤到我们。
If any word that would harm us,
会损及我们在人面前的那个名利的话。
It would damage our fame, our fame and our good reputation before men.
我们不能听。
We do not want to listen to it.
所以发觉呢, 要是主的话能够进到我们里头啊。
So for the Lord's word to come into us,
我们还要学会啊, 怎么样来听主的话。
We also have to learn how to listen to his word.
要能够听懂主的话呢, 实在需要属灵的悟性。
So to be able to listen to the Lord's word, then we need a spiritual understanding.
诗篇119篇呢, 这个专说到主的话的这篇诗篇呢。
Now, Psalm 119 focuses on the Lord's words.
他说呢, 求你呢, 赐给我悟性啊。
It says, give me the spiritual understanding.
好叫我能够明白你的律例。
So that I could understand your commands.
我们里头啊，实在是常常有一个祷告。
In us, we often have this prayer.
不但是我里面有空间来容主的话。
Not only that we would have this room for the Lord's word.
主啊，赐给我属灵的悟性，让我能够明白。
But also, Lord, give me the spiritual understanding so I could actually comprehend your word.
所以保罗他对那个哥罗西书啊，在哥罗西人呢，他哥罗西的教会啊，就这样的祷告。
This is the Paul's prayer for the Colossians.
好，自从我们听见你们在各样的服事的时候，
ever since we heard of all your services,
我在里面不住地为你们祷告，
we never ceased praying for you.
是让你们里面满有那个属灵的智慧和悟性，
that you'll be filled with all the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
好，叫你能够满心能够知道神的旨意。
That you will be filled with the knowledge of God's will.
保罗的深深知道啊， 那个属灵的悟性的重要。
Paul is so convinced of the importance of the spiritual understanding.
所以他为这些基督徒来祷告。
That's why he prayed for all the Colossians.
巴不得呢, 神呢, 把那个属灵的悟性赐给他们。
If only the Lord would give them all the spiritual understanding.
让他们能够明白神的旨意。
So that they will be filled with the knowledge of God.
让他们能够明白神的话。
So that they would understand God's word.
人呢, 不能让主的话呢, 住在我们里面。
The reason that men do not allow God's word to abide in us.
我们呢, 或者我, 然后我们不能够住在主的话里头。
And the reason that we cannot abide in his word either.
第三个原因呢,
is this is the third reason.
就是我们听了主的话, 我们不去行。
Is that when we hear the Lord's word, we do not do it.
我们不但是听, 有地方容主的话,
not only that we should have this place to accommodate God's word.
能够听得懂神的话,
to be able to understand God's word.
听的话之后呢, 我们还能够行在主的话,
and after we listen to it, we have to walk in it.
主他说, 他说, 他我, 我实实在在告诉你们呢, 人若遵守我的道呢, 永远不死。
The Lord said that verily, verily, I say to you, if you obey my word, you shall never see death.
他呢, 在第三方面来, 说到呢, 对于神的如何来进入神的话语当中。
So this shows a third aspect of how actually enter into the word of the Lord.
就说人呢, 要遵守我的话。
That is, man should do God's word.
不但是说他要我们来遵守主的话。
Not only that, should we obey His word.
主他自己他就说了，我认识他，也遵守他的话。
But the Lord Himself says that He knows the Father and He obeys God's word.
他自己呢，就是走在神话语当中的人。
The Lord Himself is the person who actually walks in God's word.
神呢，不像他 不跟他说呢，他自己不说。
Whatever God does not say, our Lord Jesus does not say.
神没有吩咐他做的，他不做。
Whatever things God has never told him to do, Jesus never did it.
神的心意让他上十字架，他就上十字架。
It's God's heart that he should go on to the cross. There he went.
我们要让主的话能够住在我们里头。
So for us to have God's word abiding us,
更进一步我们住在主的话里头。
And even more, we could abide in his word.
我们需要来遵守主的话。
Then we have to learn to obey his word.
他说呢，若是人若遵守我的话呢，就永远不见死。
The Bible says that he who keeps the Lord's word shall never see death.
我在这里死呢，当然不是指的物质上的，指身体上的死啊。
Of course, the death here does not refer to the physical death.
是说到灵里面的死。
It speaks of spiritual death.
如果我们听见主的话，
if we hear the Lord's word,
也明白了主的话，
and also understand it,
但是我们却不照着他的话语去行，
but we do not obey him.
很自然的一个结局。
A very unnatural consequence,
就是个死灵的属灵的死亡。
Is spiritual death.
发觉呢，有的时候我们可以很正确的解释主的话。
Many times we could accurately explain the Lord's word.
我们甚至能够交通主的话。
Or even share on it.
但是因为我们不走在主的话语里头。
But because we do not walk in His word.
我们说出的话是死的话。
The word we speak is dead.
我们也活在那个死的光景里。
And we also live in a dead situation.
在雅各书他这么说。
In the book of James.
他说你们呢，要行道，
you have to be a doer,
不要单单听道，
not a hearer of the word,
然后呢，自己免得自己欺骗自己，
unless you conceive your, deceive yourselves.
很多时候啊，我们呢，听到主的话，
so many times we hear the Lord's word,
哎呀，我们也明白了主的话，
and we also understand it.
哎呀，我们以为我们就是了，
and we feel this is it.
我们以为我们就做到了，
we feel we've actually carried out the word.
甚至呢，我们不但是听了，我们明白了，我们还会去说。
So not only we listen, we understand it, but we also say it.
我们可以交通的头头是道。
We could share it so wonderfully.
你发觉呢，你交通完了以后呢，你发觉你就已经做到了。
And after
你也以为你已经做到了。
You think you've already done it.
人呢，很容易被自己所那个所那个所欺骗的。
So often we deceive ourselves.
我们说着说着说多了，以为我们就是。
The more we speak, then the more we feel we are exactly what we say.
直到有一天呢，主光照我们。
Until one day the Lord shines His light on you.
在于我们真的是在照着他的话语去行。
And you will see, are we really walking in His way?
哎，你才发觉呢，我对主的话实在是不明白呀，说实话。
Then you realize, actually, I do not know anything about His word.
我的那离真实的光景呢，离主的话还很远呢。
My true spiritual condition is so much far away from what the Lord's word says.
如果我们不去行的话，
if we are not doers of the word,
他说呢，是我们自己欺骗自己。
The Bible tells us that we are deceiving ourselves.
所以主在他在那个登山宝训说完了之后啊，
so after the Sermon on the Mount,
他对那些听他的那些犹太人说，
The Lord said to all those Jews who listened to him,
他说凡听到我这些话呢却行的人，
He who hears my word and does it,
就好像呢一个人呢在盖房子啊，
It's like a man building a house,
这房子呢是盖在那个磐石上，
This house is built upon the rock,
雨淋啊，水冲啊，
came down,
风吹啊，撞到那个房子。
Came over when the wind blew and beat on the house.
房子呢，总不倒塌。
The house will never be shaken.
因为呢，房子是建在磐石上。
Because this house is built on the rock.
房子是怎么样建在那个磐石上的呢？
Then how can this house be built upon the rock?
是因为他们听见了他那个话，他们就建在磐石上呢？
Is it because they listened to the word and then they simply built it on the rock?
还是听了以后又明白以后，他就建在那个磐石上呢？
Or is it because they listen to it, they understand it, and now they're building the house on the rock?
不是，他是说听见而后又去行的人。
No, only those who listen to the word of the Lord and actually do them.
你知道，有的时候我们呢， 听见了，但是我们不一定明白。
Many times, although we listen to the word, but we do not understand it.
可能要花好一段的时间呢，我们才能够进入，真是明白。
Maybe it takes us a long time to actually understand it, to enter into the Lord.
但是在信心当中呢，我们可以照着行。
But by faith, we could actually obey.
实际来说，当我们照着主的话去行的时候呢，你才发觉你真的明白主的话。
Practically speaking, only after you obey God's word, you will understand it.
才发觉呢，你的那个对主的认识呢，实在是经过考验。
Then you know your understanding of the Lord is being tested.
我们的建造呢，我们的服事呢，是立在那个磐石上。
So you know everything you build and all your service is built upon the rock.
是有根有基的。
With foundation, with its base.
他说，如果有人听了我的话不去行的话。
And the Lord says, if anyone who listens to my word and does not do it.
就好像呢，把那个房子呢盖在沙土上。
It's like a man who builds his house upon the sand.
那个房子呢，也许是盖得很大很漂亮。
Maybe the house has been built magnificently, very big.
人人看了，人人称赞。
Everybody who sees it would praise about it.
但是呢，雨淋了。
But the rain came down.
水冲了
the floods came up,
风也刮来了
and the wind blew,
房子就倒塌了
and the house fell,
而且呢是倒塌的很大
and great was its fall,
就是完完全全的被夷为平地
totally demolished.
如果我们今天在地上的服事
today our service on earth,
不是建造在遵行主的话语上的话
is not based, if it's not based uponobeying God's word.
我们今天在地上的服事呢，是盖在沙土上。
Then all our earthly service is being built upon the sand.
不是盖在那个磐石上。
It's not being built upon the rock.
那巴不得呢，主在这里给我们一个心意。
Oh, if only the Lord today will give us this heart.
我们在这里一同来服事。
That as we come together to serve.
我们一同来建造。
As we come together to build up.
我们呢是建造在那个磐石上。
We are building everything upon the rock.
是有根有基的建造。
With the base, with the foundation.
是能够经过那一天火试炼的建造。
That building up can stand the testing of the fire one day.
但是在我们有那个开始建造之前呢。
But before we start our building.
我们呢先要来熟悉主的话。
We have to familiarize ourselves with the Lord's word.
让我们里头呢有那个，让我们里面有那个度量，那个听进主的话。
So that we actually have this measure of heart that can listen to His word.
有没有一个能听的耳朵，那个听得懂主的话
？We have ears that could listen to Him and actually understand Him.
更是有主的恩典呢，能够在他的话语的光中行。
And with more of the Lord's grace, we could actually walk in His word.
巴不得新来的一年呢。
Oh, if only in this new year.
其实我很不喜欢那个说新年新希望。
I don't quite like the saying that it's New Year, a new hope.
New Year resolution.
New Year's resolution.
那个，你常常啊，你如果只是做一个，我都不知道中文怎么翻的，那个 New Year resolution 啊，新年的一个盼望的话，你做不是很久的。
And because I'm sure that for every year, if you have a new resolution, this simply will not last long.
我们可以给自己定一个读经的计划。
We could set up all the daily Bible studying schedule.
甚至呢，设了很多的进度。
Or tell us what to read every day.
但是我发觉很少人那个什么照着那个进度行。
But I find so few people that would actually follow the schedule.
除非呢，我们真是被主的话吸引。
Unless we're so drawn by the Lord's word.
除非我们看见呢，我们在这里服事的话。那个神话语的根基是这么样的宝贝的话
，Unless we see as we serve here, the Lord's word is so precious.
除非我们看见呢，如果我们呢每一样的服事呢，如果不是那个建造在神话语的根基上的话，都是那个草木合接的建造的话
，Unless we see that all our services are stubbles and not useful things if.Only if they're not based upon God's word.
我们里面呢，没有那个渴慕。
And we do not have this longing in our heart.
我们呢，没有办法每天呢花时间来读主的话。
We have to spend every day to study God's word.
巴不得主在这个时候啊， 今年呢，真是让我们在主的话里面好好的打根基啊。
So with this new year coming, that let's all build up this very foundation upon God's word.
好叫我们在他面前的服侍，在他的建造啊，在他眼中都算为数。
So that all our service, all our building up will be accountable in His eyes.
我们请低头有点祷告。
Your head bow, please. Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you and praise you.
因为你把那宝贝的话赐给我们。
Because you have given us your precious word.
引领我们。
You have been leading us.
带领我们。
Guiding us.
但是让我们里头，这是那个宝贝主的话。
Oh, help us cherish your word.
常常把主的话珍藏在我们里面。
Help us relish your word in our hearts.
免得我们得罪你。
Lest we sin against you.
免得我们远离你。
Lest we drift far away from you.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.